Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. Look who's here with me after all this time.
Long time.
Assalamu alaikum, how are you, Sheikh?
I'm good, Habibi. I'm very good. How are
very
you?
Very nice to see you.
Good to see you again after so many years.
I know, alhamdulillah, reunited. We're going to get into this video. We're going to watch this video and we're going to do a reaction to it. Our friend Tony Robbins, inshallah, we send him some message, some advice with love. Let's check it out. Tony.
A meaningful life by constantly looking for ways that I can be helpful. And my prayer, my simple prayer, before I walk out on every stage is use me. Use me, Lord. And when you do that, it's like, if you get out of the way, my greatest gift is getting out of the way. I know that sounds silly to some people, but it's really true. I'm not an ultra-religious person, but I'm extremely spiritual, and I believe the force of life comes through me, it comes through you, it comes through all of us. And the only thing that gets in the way is all the beliefs we have of how it's supposed to be, all the expectations we have.
So what do you think?
I think, I mean, first of all, I've been listening to this guy for quite a while.
He's got some good things to say, huh?
He's got a lot of good things to say. I'm very interested in psychology, so it's amazing how you can connect with people and communicate with them. It is a gift. It's a gift from Allah, for sure. I believe that anybody with a sincere and open heart who looks into Islam, who really looks at it sincerely with an open heart, with no agenda, they will know it's the truth. 100%. You will know. Like you know your son's your son, you're going to know Islam is the truth. That's what I believe.
It's interesting to have him, when you hear him say, obviously he believes in a higher being, in God.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not too religious. We hear this a lot, that I'm not too religious, but I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
So what do you think when you hear that?
I think people, you see, in the West, people have a very, and he should know this, language programs the way we think about things.
Language programs the way we think about
things. So when we use the term religion in the West, we're programmed by our history, by our society, by our environment to think, okay, this is what religion is. And to be honest, to be fair, a lot of people would want to disassociate themselves from that. But we don't, you know, in Islam, we talk about deen, the
way
deen
of,
show.
Way of life.
Yeah. Which is, you call the Deen Show, it's the Deen Show. It's a way of life. It's a way of living. It is something that encompasses every aspect of your being, right? And another thing that I would say to Tony Robbins and anybody who says, I'm not very religious, I'm sure he recognizes as anybody who wants to achieve something significant in their life, you need discipline to do that. If you want to be an athlete, athletes are extremely disciplined, and you know that, Eddie, yourself, right? How you train, how often you train, what you eat, what you don't eat, okay? You have to, especially before a competition. Why is it different when it comes to spirituality? Why, when it comes to spirituality, we just adopt this laissez-faire approach and I just do whatever I feel like and how it goes, you know, like this way and that? Why should we not be disciplined? And look at the training. I call Islam a spiritual training program to help you become a spiritual athlete. We're praying 5 times a day, right? Constantly reconnecting ourselves to our Creator. We have this beautiful fasting in the month of Ramadan. We have the pilgrimage, all the charity that we need to give to the poor people. I'm just giving some basic elements of Islam, but it is a whole system that encompasses everything in your life that gives you this beautiful spiritual connection with Allah that is extremely deep, extremely profound.
Another thing that caught my attention is that did he say every day he turns up to the Creator, to God,
and he
says, use me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's deep. I mean, what's the difference between use me and guide me? What do you think? Because we believe honestly that, sincerely, that with no shadow of a doubt, that if you ask the Creator alone, sincerely, guide me to the way of life that you want me to live, He'll guide you. So what's your reaction to that?
I don't want to overanalyze it too much, but I think that I imagine that Tony thinks, and he has, look, he's got a gift. He understands about human psychology. He understands about human beings, how they work, how they tick. He talks about the essential needs that human beings have, psychological needs that they have, which is deep stuff. So maybe Tony thinks that he's got all of that stuff. You know, he's pinned it down. And maybe he feels, because his life is full of purpose, maybe he doesn't feel that he needs guidance. Maybe he does feel, though, that he needs to give. That's what he feels is really missing, or what the area that he needs fulfillment in, Now, he'll talk about that himself, that area that needs fulfillment. But in reality, I don't know. For someone like Tony, in a way, it's got to be a moment that'll happen in his life when he'll realize, wait a minute, you know, have I really got this down? How do I really understand all of this? And that's the moment when it happens to you, and it will. That's the moment I want you to think about what we're saying here. Think about Islam. Open that book, the Quran, read it and see what it has to say, because the Lord of the heavens and the earth is going to speak to you through those beautiful words.
One last thing, you know, religion in a sense, and you define that misconception, you know, it's very important that the way we define words, deen is a way of life.
Yeah.
It's a way of life. That's what Islam, it's a complete system, a way of life. It's not something constricted that you just do weekly, once a week.
Yeah.
We live it every day, 24/7, we do our best to submit our will to the Creator of the heavens and earth.
Yeah.
Now, religion in and of itself, that's why you see people calling themselves, we're spiritual, right? We're spiritual, and we throw all religions because all religions are the same. What makes Islam so unique that it stands out for the rest, that it really amazed you, that had you coming from a Christian background, you know, that you ended up accepting it instead of people thinking that this is just another religion with a set of rules and they're all the same? Well, how does Islam stand out from the rest?
You know, Eddie, that's a super deep and super important question. I'm going to be straight up and I'm going to answer it honestly. The difference is this. Every religion is going to have elements of truth in it. Like almost every religion will tell you to control your ego, right, and control your desires. So every religion has truth in it. There is only one religion that I could say for sure is the truth, right? That is the pure Islam, the pure Islam of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet. I don't mean the stuff that Muslims have mixed in with it, but if you go back to the Quran and you go back to those authentic sayings of the Prophet, there you will find truth on another different level. And that's the difference, you see. That's the difference between Islam and every other religion. The truth is there, as opposed to bits and pieces of truth mixed up with other stuff. With the Quran, it's clear. This is a book that is uncorrupted, it's preserved, and its message is clear, and it is the truth. That's the difference.
A couple more important questions, please. Look, someone says, I'll just figure it out. It's too confusing. I'll just figure it out. If there is a God, well, I believe in God, I'm doing my best. Many people say, I'm a good human being. I can decipher what's right and wrong. God has given me the intelligence to be able to figure it out. And if I'm wrong, God will correct me. You know, he's all loving. And at the end, when I die, God will sort it out.
Well, that's true. And it's true from one perspective. Everything you said, Eddie, if people say that, it's true. But that doesn't mean that you don't, that doesn't mean that God has not revealed to us truth in this life. Why? If Allah has given us food and Allah has given us clothing and every need that you have, and Tony will understand this as well. He talks about the fundamental needs that human beings have. And you think that everything a human being needs, physically, mentally, spiritually, he's given us, he's provided for us. And one of the biggest needs we have, the greatest, actually, what we need more than food and anything else, even human affection and company and whatever, we need guidance from
guidance,
God.
We need that.
We need the guidance. So how would God give us all of these bounties and blessings and not provide us clear guidance that we can look at it and say, this is from God? That's the impact the Quran had on me. When I read a translation of the Quran, I said to myself, I have studied most religions on this earth, right? And this is the only one that I can say, I'm pretty sure, this is from the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
He's a very smart man. He's worth billions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think if he took a very sincere, analytical, scientific approach, he was asking the Creator within himself to guide him, and he sincerely looked at Islam through the right lenses, that he would come to know that it's from the Creator?
Anyone would.
Anyone
who approaches the Quran with an open, with sincerity, with no agenda, with an open heart, and they ask God to guide them to the truth. And I'm not saying, oh, God, make me a Muslim. Just ask God, guide me to the truth. If there is a right way and there's a true religion, show me it. Show me it. Pick up the Quran, you'll know.
You got Tony. You got his attention. What else you'd like to say? Tony Robbins, Abdullah Raheem Green, Sheikh. Go ahead. You got him here.
Well,
what else would you tell him?
I would say, Tony, you've done great stuff. You're doing great stuff. I love what you say. Use me. I love that. Just make the same prayer. Guide me to the truth. Show me the right way. If there's a true religion, show me what it is. That's my advice to you.
Very important to know how we got here, why we're here, and where we're going when we die.
Where we're going. What's it, you know, because it's not just about what we do in this life. It's what's going to happen when we die. That's one of the biggest questions of all.
And these are little signs. Can you look at those? Let's say he tunes in.
Yeah.
That God Almighty sends signs. I mean, what kind of coincidence now? You got two Muslims sending, with love, a message to Tony Robbins. He's got to really reflect, think, wow, can God be sending me signs? I mean, this would be a sign for him, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess so. If he's looking for something happens in his life, and he just happens across this video.
And he's listening to it.
Maybe that's the sign you're looking for.
Thank you very much. May God Almighty bless you.
May Allah bless you, Eddie. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.